Bo Yisema, the third Malach in the Gemara, Moshan and the Braisa, Kipani, Vosu, Kamo, Kitab, and the Chad, and the Mayu, Vidach, Misr, Vosu, Vafilu, the Sumpis, Dama, Mom, Hamud, the Sabi, Chok, and the Lai Shmua, Moi, the Sumpis, Sirko, Love, Love. Because the Fee argues in the Gemara, and the Mahalach of Rashi, is mashma, the havamin of the Gemara, that this din would have a chaluka, is only a liba de sumchis. Zakrashi kaloimer, the liba de sumchis, the mako de chaluka. As the Gemara, Rashi is clear, the Gemara is going only in liba de sumchis. We had such a havamin. What's the pshat? Why only a liba de sumchis? What's the difference between sumchis and the Rabbanan? As Rashi says, the sumchis is mekel b'chaluka. V'loy masrich afilu shvua. He's mekel b'chaluka. As over here you would think, being that it's easier to make a chaluka leave the sumchis, we would make a chaluka over here. It's a chlashminan de b'chi ha'gabno moidi sumchis. Afilu b'shvua loy shaka. That even a shvua doesn't. The halav mamin hamuto b'safiku. As Rashi explains, the fi zeh, the havamin of the Gemara was like sumchis. As what's the word of sircha lav klumhu? Explains Rashi, because lav klumhu means lav mamin hamuto b'safiku. Sircha doesn't make a safik. And that repeats itself in the next Rashi. The sircha lav klumhu. Ve'ein shor shachu lefanecha. Shor shachu lefanecha means there's a dead shor. You have to know what happened to it. Who killed it? What's the story? As when there's a shor shachu, there's a dead shor in front of you. You have to know what the story is. That's a safik. A besircha doesn't make a safik. V'loy dami l'nimsa uber b'tzido. There's a safik. There's a dead uber in front of you. As Lefi Rashi, the Havamin of the Gemara was, where Sircha makes a Safik, the Kamash Malan is, Sircha doesn't make a Safik. Ritzarech Bir, Hare Taisis says that the Klal of Momin Amutu B'Safik, Taisis in Babel Kama Daf Lamed Hey Amid Bey, says the Klal of Momin Amutu B'Safik Chokin is not by every Safik, it's only in a specific kind of a Safik. A suffix where the suffix is made even without their tainus. But it's a suffix be'etzem, even without their tainus. A drara de mamayna. But suffix the lab drara de mamayna, as then Sumchis didn't say his din. As what was the havamina over here that Sircha should be a suffix? I mean, it's not a drara de mamayna. As the Ritzbash asked the question in the Shita. The Ritzbash in Shita is Medayik Rashi, that Rashi holds not like Krasis. Rashi holds even when it's not a Gerard de Mamayna, still you have the Din of Sumchis, because our Mishnah is not a Gerard de Mamayna. And still you have the Din of Sumchis. The Maskana is, even though it's not a Gerard de Mamayna, but you need a Sibalist topic. Sircha is not a Sibalist topic. Aye, so what does Rashi do with Tosis' question? So the Shita, Rashi holds over there, Lashapkis Chaya Lechover. That over there, the reason why he's not Zeiche is because Lashapkis Chaya Lechover. It's not possible to function that way. Zicher, you can't win in a time. Loksa Midas Hayosher. We can't let such a thing go on, that if someone comes and says it's mine, he gets half every time he times. As because Loksa Midas Hadin, because Loshakis Chaya L'chol Beria, as therefore over there, it's different. That's the teretz of the Shita. Rav Asher wanted to say Olam D'Shavar, to answer Rashi. He wanted to say, it's Chalik B'Yisayid B'Yinayim. When I have something, I'm walking around with it, I'm holding on to it, and someone comes over to me and says, it's mine, over there, it's not Chal Asafik B'Chalal. We don't see any Siva Listafik. Reuven's holding on to it. Reuven's walking around. You Stam come. You're not tight. You're not showing us any proof it's yours. You just walk in. It's mine. Over there, there is no Leidas HaSafik. There's no Safik Bechlau. It's not Mamed Amon Mutal B'Safik. You're Stam tining. Who are you? You're a Negev Adavar. You want money. It's just because you walk in, but we don't even clear a Safik Bechlau. Masha Enkein, in our Mishnah, by Shnayim Oyechsen Betales, over here, when you're saying Kulashali, you're holding on to it also. As we have a reason to be mistapik that the whole thing is yours, because you're holding on to this talis too. We see two people holding on to it b'shava. That's a reason for us to have a suffix. As therefore in the Mishnah, it's shayich the din of sumchus. Even though it's not a drar de mamayna, we need their tainas. But when they taina, there's a reason to be mistapik. Because it's not one person holding on to something. The second guy has no shaykhiz b'chlal. He walks over, Rabbeisai, this is mine. We tell him, Rabbeisai, goodbye. Yeah. It's not a sovi b'chlal. Who are you, b'chlal? You walk in, shalom aleichem. Yeah. You have no taina, you have no schus over here. It's not a sovi b'chlal. Masha Ein came in the Mishnah, they're both holding on to it. That's a strong sibah to assume that a makom to be mistapik, because when they taina together with the holding on to it, we have a suffix lifneinu. What was the havamina of the Gemara? The havamina of the Gemara is when one is really holding on to it, and the other one is a lower level, he's just doing sircha. It's a lower level, as you would think, but farted something. Fardit's a reasonless topic. It's not like Stam, he walked in the street and he says, you know, your pen is mine. No, over here he's involved. He's doing something. He has shaykhis to the chayfetz. As being that he has shaykhis to the chayfetz, maybe that would make a suffix. As the havamina was, it's enough to make mom and hamutal the suffix. And kamash malan? No, sircha lav klumu. It doesn't make mom and hamut of a suffix. What makes a suffix? Nimsa ubra bitsida. We have a dead behema. We have to figure out what happened to it. That makes a suffix. A besircha is not enough. Or shnayim oichsin makes a suffix too. As lefizeh shitas Rashi is in the din of the Mishnah, it's shayich, the din of mom and hamut of a suffix, cholkin. As Nochum said, Rashi on Daf Ches, the famous Rashi we started Shnayim Oyechsin with. Rashi learns the Chaluk of the Mishnah is Mishum Mamen Hamutal B'Safik Cholkin. The din of Sumchis is only by Drara de Mamayna. In the Mishnah, Taisa says there's no Drara de Mamayna. Rashi Lishitasai. Rashi learns our Gemara over here. We see the Gemara at a Havamin in the Tzir of the Mishnah. There should be the din of Sumchis. As the Pashas of our Gemara is Mashma, the din of Sumchis is Shaykh in the Mishnah. As therefore Rashi learns, the din of the Mishnah could be Mam and Hamut of the Safik. Ad Khan Divrei Reb Nachum. This Rashi is Ashlama to Rashi on the Ches. Okay, that's Mahalach number one. She does Rashi in the Sugya. Places. Baba Kama Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis is Oyli. Toisus learns that the only time that Sumcha said his din is when there's a Jara de Mamayne. The Hainu Bali Taina saying Yeshafik Lebezde. Azai Bazei Frexach Shaila Shayim Oichsin is not a Jara de Mamayne. It's Mufurish in the Gemara Beis on the Beis. As the Gemara happens to be talking about Shvua, but still, the Gemara says it's not a Jara de Mamayna. And Taisus explains it the same way he explains Jara de Mamayna in Baba Kama. Litan is saying Yeshafik Lebezin. Rashi over there says another pshat. As Rashi Lishita say, that's a whole different Gemara, Klap Yishvua. Aber Taisus learns the Gemara over there says it's not Jara de Mamayna, and that's the regular din. As what do you do over here? As Lechaira, the answer is in the Taisus Rabbeinu Parah. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz asks, what was the Hamamina that Sircha should give you a Din Chaluka according to Sumchus? He says the Hamamina is when you see a Misrach Basruchi, that's Ma'ayra Safik, maybe a second ago he was oiches, really. And it just got pulled away that all he's doing is misuch basuchi. Yeah, because he's holding on to it a little bit. As that's ma'ir safik, maybe he had a stronger hold on it, and he just lost his hold. As lefi zeh, the holding on to it, the misuch basruche, whatever misuch basruche means, is ma'ir safik, maybe he was oiches on it. As it's a moment hamutal b'safik. The maisa of misuch basruche is ma'irer a drara de mamayna. That's what.
The
Rabbanim hold you need mukhsi. Mizikha not a mukhsi. Thus is the. In the Sefer Old Torah, Kiyadua, he had the notes of Rav Asher. He printed a lot of other stuff besides the notes of Rav Asher. Not like the Eilam Ha'am, it's Rav Asher's Sefer, like Hayah, like Yivra. He brings down this Mahalach in the Gemara, in the Haggai's Yeshayim. He doesn't bring it to shame because he's arguing on it. And he asks a question, he says he doesn't understand it. Why? Because what's the suffix? It makes a suffix he was Eichesba. If he's Eichesba, it wouldn't be a Mamin HaMotel B'Suffix. It wouldn't be a Drara de Mamayna. As how could Sircha be more of a Drara de Mamayna than when he's Eichesba Mamish? Because what he's asking is, I don't understand the bar. Now, what are you saying? According to Rabbeinu Peretz, Sircha is Ma'ira Safik more than when he's Eichel Shvam Mamish. Yeah. That's what happens when you look at notes and you don't go to Shir. Yeah. You don't understand what the word is. It's Havoy, let's explain it. Kirai. When two people walk into Bezdin and someone, Reuven is Eichel Shvam and Shimon is Eichel Shvam, Tosfos says, it's not a Safik in Bezdin. Why? Because if they both keep quiet, what's Beis Din gonna think? They both own it. As the reason why it's not a drara de mamayna is because when two people walk in, each one holding a part of the chepetz, we're going to assume we know what happened. They both own it. As therefore, it's not a drara de mamayna. We need that the whole suffix starts when each one says kula shali. Now they're ma'ira suffix, kula shaliva, kula shaliva. But before they opened their mouths, we didn't have a suffix. When two people walk in holding something, we assumed it was chetzi and chetzi. Masha enkein by sircha. When we see a ma'isa sircha, the ma'isa of sircha is ma'ira to suffix, even if they're not tiny. The ma'isa sircha is ma'ira. People usually don't stand there like holding it in Eifim from Sircha. It's Mo'aritas, maybe he was Eichesban, he lost his grip. As the Sircha itself is Mo'aritas Safik more than Achiza. As a Mela, there was a Havamina that it's a real Jara de Mamayna. The Sircha turns it into a Jara de Mamayna. Kamash Malan, Sircha Lav Klumu. It's not strong enough of a reason to make a suffix bifnei atzmai. As that's the back and forth of the Gemara. Now we come to Taisis and Baba Kama Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Taisis says, you know where you see my klal? That Sumchas only said it's in Drara de Mamayna and not Drara de Mamayna, not from Bav Mitzia Davav Amid Aleph. And we asked yesterday, you see it from our Gemara, you see if I can from the Gemara. Oh, he is not Jara de Mamayna. And the Gemara has a Havamina, you have the Din of Sumchas. As we were Matama, what's Pshat in Tesis and Baba Kama Lamidhei? Ablafiza is Gavaldi. The Havamina was like the Rabbeinu Peretz, that Sircha is Ma'ir Safik Be'etzem. Amash Malan, it's not Ma'ir Safik Be'etzem. It's only a Safik Alpi Ve'etainis. And if Safik Alpi Ve'etainis, you don't have the Din of Sumchas. As Rizik, as Taisis means, from the Maskana, you see in the Gemara that the Din of Sumchis is only by a Safik Betzim. The Gemara had a Havamina Sircha was Klumu. it makes the suffik be'etzem. Kamash malon is, it doesn't. Because it's only out to their kindness. And therefore, we don't have the din of sukkis. As thus is Givaldi. Now, the Olam, some of them want to be matcher of Nahum. They say Rashi means like Taisus of Ben Peretz and Taisus Baba Kama. As Kaidim Kol, the Pasha don't know how to read. I don't see anywhere in Rashi where there's a remez for the Rabbeinu Peretz and Taisus and Baba Kama. But in the Heintegger Dar, they argue they're very stubborn. As we'll just say, the sheet of Hashem the Ritzvash is Medayik Rashi, not like that Mahal. It's Mucha from him that he understood there's a Machlokes. Okay. As thus is the Amadish HaSugya. We have Rashi, Lumas, Taisus. We have a clear The bottom line, if you think about it, Rashi and Taisus have a common denominator. It has to be Mamin HaMutl V'Safik to be Chokhah. The Shaila is, what defines Safik? Taisus learns, Jorah D'Mamayna, B'Litayna Seim Yesh Safik L'Bezden. And Rashi learns, sometimes it could be created, Al Yedei Tainus too. But the tzir, where Reuven comes and he walks over and Shimon's holding something, that for sure is not a suffix. Okay. Thus is the Iker HaSugya. The Rambam brings down this Gemara La'alocha. It's Arach Bir. The Rambam paskins not like Sumchus. As why is he bringing down the Gemara La'alocha? Ubiyes it's Arach Bir, the same question on Rabbi Harif. Rambam ki yadua based this Jewish of Pisader Arif. The Rif brings the Gemara La'alocha. The Rif doesn't paskin like Sumchus. He paskins like the Rabbanan Chalkod over Torah, Moitzi Michadei Averaya. As this is a Gemara, Aliba the Sumchus. Why are we bringing this Gemara? Why is the Rif and the Rambam bringing this La'alocha? That's a big shaila. As if you look at the Rambam answered it himself. The Rambam's Mavur, we had a Havamina, according to the Rabbanan, Sircha would make you into a Muxik. You don't need Tfisa to make you into a Muxik. Sircha would make you into a Muxik. Kamash Malon, not that way. And the Yoifi Shabai is, if you look at the Rif, he changes the Girsa of the Gemara. That's why he learns not like Rashi. In our Gemara, the Gemara says Afilu Lesimchis, and then it says Sircha Lav Klumu. In the Gears of the Rif, it starts off Sircha Lav Klumu, Vafilu Lesimchis, the Amar Momen Amutu Besafik Cholken. In the Gears of the Rif, it's Mashmet saying two things. Number one, Sircha Lav Klumu, it doesn't make you into a Muxik. Number two, Vafilu Lesimchis. As Lefiza is Doch Gevaldik, the Shoirish is based on the Girsa of the Gemara. As Koidim called, that's the Cheshbin im Shapa, Mitoi Shal Taira, very Choshim. Abulamaisa, Geto Machloikis in Lom, this also. Lefi Rashi, there is never a Havamin according to the Chachamim that Sircha is Klum. The Gemara only had a Havamin Aliva the Sumchis, that Sircha makes a difference. If you the Rif and the Rambam, the Gemara has an extra step. The Gemara had a Hava Mina, even according to the Chachomim, that Sircha would make a din of Shnayim Vechse. What could be the Hezber of this Machlaike? As you could say very nicely, with Rashi on Beis Amid Aleph. Rashi on Beis Amid Aleph, Rashi says, that what's the matzav of the Mishnah of Shnayim Oysim B'talis? Einoy Muxik B'zeh, Yoysir Mi B'zeh. In order to make a din of Shnayim Oysim, it has to be they have equal Koyach of Muzakis. They're toughest in exactly the same thing. As Lefi Zeh is Doch Gevaldik. Lefi Rashi, there's never gonna be a Havamina if someone is toughest really in the Beget, and the other guy is just Misrach Basruchi, even if Misrach Basruchi is a reason to be a Muxik, but that's only when you're Misrach Basruchi alone. When the other guy is toughest Mamish in the Talis, and he's got a stronger Muxakis, there is no Halamina. We have the din of Shnayim Ayachsim, the Talis. As Rashi Lishitasa, he couldn't learn like the Rif. Because Rashi holds, if one of them is a stronger muchzik than the other one, there is no shnayim moichsim. Shnayim moichsim is when they're muchzakin b'shofet, not when one's stronger than the other one. And the Rambam and the Rif, on the other hand, hold that even when one has a better muchzakis, it would make a shnayim moichsim. Okay, as Ligdar Agar Interessanta Matlaikis, a very interesting Matlaikis. What is, when you have one person is muksik more than the other one, does it make Shnayim Oichsen? Rashi holds no way. That's not Shnayim Oichsen. They have to be Mukzakim Vishavim. And the Rambam and the Rif hold not that way. What could be the Hesver of this Matlaikis? As now, it's a double patuach. We don't have mufurish. The oilam could say different ma'alchim. Efshe you could say ba'oifin zeh. You could say it's tali on what the gedev of the muchzakis is in the Mishnah. Rashi shita we saw on Beis Amid Beis is that shneim muchzakim bekula. They're both muchzak bekula. That's the matzav of shnayim muchzak. As lefi Rashi shneim muchzakim bekula. As you could only say shneim muchzakim bekulay b'shaveh when the muchzakis is b'shaveh. If the muchzakis is not b'shaveh, as you can't say shneim muchzakim bekulay b'shaveh. But you could say the Rambam and the Rif learned that when each one's holding on one corner, the way we look at it is each one is holding half. As my when I'm touching the beged, it goes to half. When you're touching, it goes to half. As my mechzakis klapi you is being meineya, your mechzakis from spreading. As it's not the vert we're holding equally, I just need to be a mechzik that when I'm holding, your mechzakis can't spread on it. It's meineya from spreading more. As for that, even if we're not equal, if I have a reason to have muchzakis on it, as your muchzakis can't spread, is a limit. It only goes to where it's open. Of where it's quarter ready, it doesn't go. Oh. As Efsha, that'll be a kivun to explain the machloikis. Yeah, v'yesh lodin u'lepalpo. Yeah. That causes the... Okay, this is the Iker Sugya of Misef Basruche. Yesterday we were Ma'irer that we said from Rav Asher that Rav Asher was wondering what is Misef Basruche if it's not a Tvisa. And the Iker Shaila Rav Asher was not in Pirish Amida. Rav Hashem Rav Asher knows how to read very well. Yeah. That wasn't his Shaila. I think the Olam understood it that way and came and showed me a bunch of words last night. The Iga Shaila Rav Asher was in Havana. That what is, if you're not Tofus and you're not Muchzik, what is this middle Dadar? Lumbus makes a Suffolk. What is it exactly? What is it showing? As Lefida Rabbeinu Peretz, that it's Mo'ira Suffolk in Rashi. Efshir, it's a little bit easier. It shows I have some sort of a tzadik. Abu Lafi, the Rambam, that it's making a level of muchzik that's on a lower level, it's for sure mushra. Lafi, yesh lot. Ibeka was coming to me, ma'ayra, the ilam, the thing. What does it mean exactly? What's the hagdaris advar? And lemaisin, the vimil nil, there's a little bit of a deal. That it sounds like that one of the guys is being typhus on the tzitzis and the other one is being typhus on the beged. That Misrach Basruche doesn't mean that the handle, the holding on, is a different holding on. Pashas, you learn Misrach Basruche is one's holding on and the other one's holding on less, physically. And that Rav Asher is, so what's the less that he's holding on to? In the Rimil Umil, there's a little bit of a diuk that it means one of them is holding on to the gufa beged, and one of them is holding on to the strings that come out of the beged. holding on to the gufa beget, that's more of a cheskas on the beget. A little bit mashman, the rimul rimul. The oilam could look, the oilam could be machri on their own. That's what he means. Yeah, that's a little bit mashma. That's the hevdel of misur v'suchit. Lefi zeh, if there's no one here and you're holding on to the tzitzis, for sure it works. Because the Mishnah is talking about when you're holding on. But when the other guy's holding on to the beged, then misuch basruche is love. That's mechudesh digushak. Lefi the first way, it's much better. Misuch basruche love klumu means it's never anything. Lefi ze, it's not. It's only nothing compared to the first guy. Okay. That is, okay. As we had a suffix, this week we learned the sugya of shasach ulipsoif kotsavah. Baruch Hashem, even though the Olam was Shasach in the beginning, but they were Mamish Sovach Libesoy. They got very into the Sugya. Oh, the Baldur. As the Shaila is, who do we hold, how do we hold Lavlo? In the Sugya of Shasach Libesoy Libesoy. The Gemara tried to bring a Raya, the Gemara didn't bring a Raya. As how do we hold Lavlo? Zog the Rambam, we hold Lavlo that you're not Moitzim. If someone is tafik and it's shasik ulubsay chasava, as the you're not mitziyah me manu. Why does the Rambam hold you're not mitziyah me manu? What's shot in the Rambam? As the Magid Mishnah has two shot. Shot number one in the Magid Mishnah. It's a tafik. Enochinami. It's a boy of the loyiv shita. What do we do in a tafik? We leave it where it is. We don't know what to do, we leave it where it is. One mahalach. The other mahalach of the Magid Mishnah is the Rambam goes with the Goyim many times. When the Gemara says in Timsi Loimer afterwards, the Gemara is Poishet the Chakira. As after this, the Gemara says in Timsi Loimer, as the Gemara is Poishet the Chakira, that it is a Hoyudah. Ad Khan, the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam continues and he adds a new angle in the sugya that the Gemara doesn't talk about. Zog the Rambam, what happens is, okay, what's the tip? Reuven and Shimon walked into Beis Din, they were holding it together. They left Beis Din and Reuven comes back to it alone. As Beis Din says, Reuven, you grabbed it, it's all yours. Till now it's Echloiku, now a Shimon is no later game. He's no friar. Shimon walks over to Reuven and grabs it back. Asma Locha. The Gemara doesn't talk about this. The Gemara asks, if one guy grabs it, what happens if the other guy goes and grabs it back? Zog the Rambam, you leave it by the other guy. Even if the first one, when he grabs it, is Savach Mitchila Vatsoif. You leave it by Mr. Tzu. Frekta the grace of Shai. Bishlam, if you learn the reason why we left it by the guy who grabbed it. Is me din moitzi michavel varaya? Not that we know, is it? Misafik. We don't know what to do. Leave it where it is. As I hear, when he was holding it, misafik, we don't know what to do. The other guy comes and grabs it. Okay, misafik, we don't know what to do. We leave it where it is. Of the if you hold, like the Magid Mishnah says, that we are machriya, it is a haidah. As if we're machriya, it is a haidah. And that's why we left it by the guy who grabbed it. As how could we leave it by number two when he grabs it back? It's a bomba question. What could possibly be shot in the Rambam?
Looks like the run.
Oh. As the Ksayis Kedar Goy Vakoydesh, the Ksayis says, he learns like the Ram, that it's a Safi Koydah. However, it's very Gishmak in Cheshvin Imshah, it's very good, but the Lashon of the Rambam is Meduyik not that way. The Rambam says that we say he was Moidule. He doesn't say it's a Safi Koydah. It's Mashman the Rambam, it's a Vada Koydah. As it is a good Cheshvin, but the Rambam is Yuduyik Lak. What could be Pshat? So over here we have the end of the week is Nods B'Tfilosoi with the word of Reb Nochum, the big word in Shtika in the Sugya. That Reb Nochum was Mechadish, that even though the Gemara over here says that shtika is kehoida, but the Gemara doesn't mean the shtika kehoida that we had in the sugi before in Gimel Amud Beis. If I does baldin kimeya edim dam, ve'araya, the Gemara says by shasikul upsoif kasavach edim wa. As you see, it doesn't mean the regular din of shtika kehoida. What does it mean? As the Nachum said in Mahalech, what it means is it's not a tvisas gzeila. As being that it's not a tvisas gzeila, you become a muhsin. But at the end of the day, you're winning bidin muhsik and moitzi michavel varaya. And the emes, that's the lashon of the Rambam. Even though he says you're moida, he fears ois ve'ein moitzi and miyada. Mashvitz the din of moitzi michavel ala varaya. As if you're winning midin muhsik, if the other guy's choizer v'toifis bechazara, he becomes a muhsik now. He wins midin toira. As this Rambam is the icing on the cake of Rav Nachum's book. Yeah. Number one, he's medayik the Gemara, that the Gemara says that by the case of Shasag and Musaif Kasava, it's not a hoida gemura. It's a moitzi michave alvaraya, edim help. Number two, he brought Rishainim that way. Now number three, it comes out in Afkamina la locha, liba da Rambam. Lefi zeh, you could learn, even if the first one, what happens if Mr. One was shosach mitchila vatsoif, and then Mr. Two grabs it back? What's this here? They walk in, Shnayim Oitzim Betalis. Mr. One, we'll call him Ruvain, he grabs it. And when he grabs it, he was Shasik Mitchila Vatsoif. The one who he grabbed it from. As it's not even totally in the Suffolk of the Gemara. It's a Vada Yoida. And now, Mr. Two, Mr. One grabbed, now Mr. Two grabs it back. What would be the halacha according to the Rambam? The diyuk lashon of the Rambam is mashma, if Mr. Two grabs it, even though he was shasik mitchila bad soif, it works. Freg the goyim, how could that be? If it's shasik mitchila bad soif, I does baldim kemeyedim nami. Azag the goyim, you have to be matcha, the Rambam's only by going by shasik ulub soif kosabah. I, the lashon of the Rambam, is a filu shasik ulubsoif kasavach. Mashma, it's going also when it's not shasik ulubsoif kasavach. Lashon haRambam lav dafka. Adkan divrei agro. Aber, once we have Rav Nachum's word, that oido is not oido, and he boyed in the Ramban, Pidasa Ramban, but he boyed in the Kedushei Harash and Kedushei Harash, but that even when you sasek mitchila vatsoif, it's also not a hoidah gemura. As then you could learn the Rambam's even going when you sasek mitchila vatsoif. Afilu achi, a tvisa b'chazara is mahani. Oh, that's the Gemara. This Nakuda is going to be tali mamish, how you learn if your tvisa is b'chazara. As we started off with the Chakir and the Gemara, how does the Haidah work? Pashis, you say, the regular sugi of Shas, the Haidah is Valdin, Kimeyedim Dami. And Rav Nachum is Miyasid, not that way, because the Gemara calls it Moitzi Mechavei Avaraya, Eidim Help. And now we have another Nafgamina. If the other guy grabs back the Rambam, he could keep it. As we, Rav Nachum, we said over one Hezbollah from Rav Nachum, if it's not the regular din of Shtika Kaido, what is it? He said it's not a Tzitzis Gzeila. Besides HaSugya, the end of the Sugya, we could say one more Mahalat from Rav Nachum. Nachum and Sheikh Lali said two Mahalat. One Mahalat is the Rajba Tzitzis Gzeila. He also said another Mahalat, an interesting Mahalat. On Gimel Amud Beis, if the Olam, I'm sure the Olam remembers, I won't say it. The Olam for sure remembers that we saw over there a word from Rav Nachum, Rav Aaron, the Kedeli Rosh Yeshivas, Even if you don't have an emunis, if it does about din, kimeya edim dami, but a vada, if someone says, this chavitz is mine, and the other guy is maida, he's zeichel. That you need the gzeris hakosev of kiyuzeh, kimeya, to teach you it works, keneged edim. But without the gzeris hakosev, avada, you would know he wins the din tayra. Why? As they explain, varuve ataina, it's mine. Vashimin, and Shimon says, Amoid is yours. He said, you're tining great. Yuzaycha with your tina. There's no one against you. Zakrav Nochum, you could take this step a trot weiter. That means a little bit further. Oh. And say that what happens if Ruvain tines, Shimon originally tined it against him. But now Shimon is shoysa. As what do we mafarish his shtika? He's choyzer from his taina. His taina is bottom. As Kivin Shikane, Ruvain's tining, it's mine. Shimon, zuck, garnish. As Ruvain wins. Why does he win? Because no one's against him. No one's tining against him. I, Shimon, tined it. He tined it before. But now when he grabs it, he keeps quiet. His shtika is mevatel, his original tine. And now it's ki'ilu, Ruvain tines, and Shimon doesn't tine up, but he's zeicha v'din. That was the second part. As that will be, as you don't have to learn tfisis gzela, it just bottled the taina and memela hizaycha b'din. Okay. Where do you see your zaycha with a taina when there's no taina connected? How do you know such a thing? As there's two sugyas. There's one sugya in Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Dalet Amit Beis. Hahu Arba, that was sitting in Rishus HaRabbe. There was a boat that was in Rishus HaRabbe. Zema kula shali, zema kula shali. Called Alam Gava. Comes Mr. Three, and he says, it's definitely not mine, but it was Hefka before, and I'm saying it's not you guys. It's neither of yours. You're both liars. And he grabs it. As what's it? Reuven walks in, that arbor's mine. Shimon walks in, that arba's mine. Mr. Three walks in. Hi, this yacht costs $2 million. Both of you learn in Yeshiva's Mir. You didn't buy it. And he takes the yacht. He says it was Hefker, and I'm being zeich in it. Okay. Zog the Gemara, we take it away from Mr. Three. To give it back to Mr. One and Two. The Tzarech Bia, Mr. Three is tining great. These guys didn't bring any raya, it's theirs. They just tined it's theirs. Why do we take it away from Mr. Three? The answer is, because Mr. Three says he doesn't have a tiner. Mr. One had a tiner. When Mr. One tined it, he's zeicho with his tiner. Finished. As now Mr. Three can't walk in and say, I don't believe you. Mr. One was Zeicha in his taina. As that's one mucker to this raid, that a taina without a taina kenegdai wins. Another raya is from a Gemara in Shavuos. An interesting Gemara. The Gemara in Shavuos goes like this. Reuven says, Bacha says, it was Friday, and we were in Tanya, and you needed money to pay for the meal you just bought in Netanya, and I lent you money. And the other bacher says, Chas v'shalom, I wasn't in Netanya, it's in the middle of the Zaman, why would I be there? Lo'y haya v'lo'y nid. Bacher's the sea. Comes along Aden, two other bachers. And they say, we saw you in the town. Okay, the Edim did not say that he lent the money. They have no clue if he lent the money. But he said he wasn't in the Tanya. As Reuven said, you were in the Tanya, you ate out, you needed money. I lent you money. Shimon said, no. I was not in the Tanya that day. Comes along Nathan, they say, we don't know who paid for it. But one thing for sure, we saw Shimon in that restaurant, in the Tanya, that day. Zag the Gemara is chayiv to pay. He's chayiv to pay. Bitzar chiyun. Why is he chayiv to pay? All we know is he lied when he said he's not in the Tanya. But why does he lose the din Torah? Because the other person has a taina, and his mouth is tongue-tied. He cannot make a taina because he's a huchsi kafra. We don't believe him anymore. As he loses. As we have two gemaras where someone wins with a taina, when the other guy doesn't have a taina. Zakr of Nachum, that's the pshat in the sugya of shtika kaida. Shtika kaida is like you found huchsi kafra, and afterwards it's batal yataina. Shtika kaida, batal taina! Batal taina, the other guy is zeicha with the taina, he becomes the muksi, and shalom al Yisrael. Okay, that was the other mahalach of Rav Nachum in the sugya of shtika kaida. Either makes it not a tesis gzela, or it makes it that you can be zeicha with your taina. Okay, that was the mahalachim to explain the sugya. Someone said the name Sumchis is a Yavandik name. You ever wondered, like, what's this name Sumchis? Where does it come from in the Torah? The Tak is not a Torah Digan name. It's a Yavandik name. It's a Siyata Dishmaya. After Hanukkah, we learn the Sugya of Sumchis. How did he get a name, Yavani? That's a very good question. Magi Mishnah was Vidal. That's also not a Yiddish name.
Take a look.
Yes, sir. No, no, no. Okay.